If you owned a gym, I'd visit and get a great workout. If you made organic juice in a juice bar, I'd drink it and share it. I'm a business owner working on helping others to change their lives, and I need your help. With your permission, I would like to make one Nerium post on your wall to help me expand my global business. I have a big goal, and you can help me reach that goal. You may not be interested in Nerium, but your friends and family may be. My goal is to reach as many people as possible to offer youthful skin, healthier brain, and to live the life of their dreams. That's a good network marketing pitch. If you would... By the way, I make my living in MLM, so I can laugh at it. All right. If you would allow me to post on your wall, please comment yes in the comments. Thank you for your continued support of my business. I appreciate you. I was shocked. I mean, I have not followed this, but after like the first hour, this person had 29 of his friends say yes. 29 of his Facebook friends. So let's, 29 times 200, let's say they have an average of 200 friends. 5,800 friends this person had the opportunity to reach with just one little post. Now, if you did this with all your friends and you went and got permission and then you posted on their wall a little recommendation for your business, do you think you'd get some business out of it? You bet you would. You bet you would, especially if you did it right. Like if you put a little case study on how you helped that person, if you wrote it correctly. I think I put his in there. No, I didn't. Let me see. No. Oh, right here. Okay, this is the post that he made on one of his friend's walls. It's terrible. He did a terrible job of it. He's probably not going to get any referrals from that. But if he did it right, he would, he blurted out everything. So he knows, you know, he should have put it like a photo. And anyway, it's just the way he did it wrong. But he was able to do it. Okay? 29 people in the first hour said yes. So you guys could have done this, right? Like you could have wrote that on your Facebook wall before you came. Oh boy, I could go into it, but I don't have time. I would have done a case study. I probably would have did capital letters here with the problem that I solve. Like, do you got dirty air ducts? Right? And then I would have said, you know, this guy said, one thing he did right, my name is Christopher Jones, and have partnered with, he said, thank you, Barbara Anderson, for allowing me to share this on your FB page. Okay, that's important, because you got to know why it's there. Even better yet, like if you can give them something that they can post on their own as their recommendation, man, that would be cool. But since they don't use, you know, they haven't, a lot of people haven't used your services, then it wouldn't be true. So I'd probably start in caps with the problem that you solve, right? And then I would say who I am to get their attention. I'd say who I am. And then I would give a little case study of how I've helped somebody. Case studies, whenever you do, how many of you guys do case studies for your businesses? Nobody? Okay. These are your case study is your testimonial. Without testimonials, you don't have a marketing message. Right? The foundation of your marketing message should be how you helped other people. And when you write a case study, it should be in the PSR format, problem, solution, results. So you start off with the problem first, then you give how you solved it and what the results are. PSR, problem, solution, results. The problem, what it is, solution, results. Okay, let's do an example here off the cuff. Someone tell me their business over at this table. What?
Residential cleaning.
So what problem do you solve?
Dirt.
Okay.
Dust bunnies.
what is the consequence of dust?